The Torah tells us that when Yosef HaTzadik took his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, to his father Yaakov to bench them, he positioned Menashe, the older brother, on his left side, corresponding to Yaakov's right side, and he placed Ephraim, the younger brother, on his right, corresponding to Yaakov's left side. However, the Pasuk says it didn't go exactly as Yosef planned. Before blessing them, Yaakov Avinu intentionally crossed his hands so that his right hand would rest on Ephraim and his left hand on Menashe. Yosef, seeing this deviation, says, "Loi kenavi, this is not the right order," and he tries to correct his father. However, the Pasuk says, "Vayimoin aviv," Yaakov refused. Yaakov was adamant that it had to be his way. And the question is, why did Yaakov decide to cross his hands? He could have simply instructed the two boys to switch sides, and that would have accomplished what he set out to do, Ephraim on the right and Menashe on the left. But for some reason, he didn't do so. He chose to cross his arms instead. So what was Yaakov's rationale for doing so? And the answer is very profound. Yaakov is teaching us a great pedagogical lesson. The Pasuk says, Sikel is Yadav. Sikel. Yaakov uses Seichel. He uses intellect. He did so with great wisdom when he crossed his arms. He did so with great intent and purpose. Yaakov understood that it's very easy for parents to tell their children, adjust your mindset and attitude to conform to my style of parenting. But by Yaakov switching his hands, he's teaching us that this is not how effective parenting works. If a parent wants to maximize their child's potential, the parents have to change and adapt their style of education to properly suit each child's unique abilities. Sikel es Yadav. Yaakov switched his hands rather than having the boys switch places. We bench each of our children individually on Friday night, and we are reminded of Yaakov's message that every child is special and has unique talents and abilities. Every child needs to be reared and nurtured according to their innate personality and temperament. Each child that is given to a person is given with its own unique tests and challenges. And the approach that we use to raise one child may not necessarily work for another child. We can't parent in the middle and hope that every child adapts. Every person, every child has a distinct mission and purpose on this world. Namely, to serve Hashem in a manner that is consistent with their soul. A mission which no one else can fulfill. We need to educate and guide them in a way that addresses their needs specifically, and cater our chinuch to allow them to develop their own unique skills and talents. We say towards the end of Shacharis, Chol Benayich Lemudei Hashem, and all your children will be students of Hashem. Alter ke Benayich, do not children, don't read it, Benayich, your children, Elo Benayich, your builders. Your children are your builders. Parents grow and develop spiritually through educating their children. Contrary to popular belief, children are not given to parents to bring them nachas. They are given to you to be boinoich, to build you, to challenge you to work on your character traits. With one child, you might need to develop your midah of patience in order to connect with them. For another child, you might need to improve your midah of anger, yet another honesty or humility. But by devoting the time and effort necessary in educating our children, each in their unique manner, we become more well-rounded people, and it develops our midahs. A story is told that the Belzer Rebbe was once sitting with his chassidim, and he asked them, why did Avraham Avinu need four separate doors to his home? We know that Avraham's Echnasas Archem was so incredible that he actually had four doors to enter his tent. Each side of the tent had its own entrance, allowing guests easy access into his home. Couldn't the guests just walk around the house and come in through the front entrance? What significance lies in this well-known fact that Avraham had four doors on each side of his house? And the Belzer Rebbe said, Avraham needed four separate doors to allow for the Arba Banim easy access into his house. The four different children of Klal Yisrael, the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, and the She'ini, the Elisha. Each child needs his own separate entrance to connect the Torah Mitzvahs, and they are all welcome. Avraham Avinu understood that no children are the same, and what works for one child might be detrimental to the other. The four doors symbolized that each child is precious, and there's room for each and everyone in his home and in his heart. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.